USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address political unrest in Venezuela during a speech in Miami on Monday. White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp says President Trump will deliver a strong message to the people of Venezuela.
Millions of people are going to the streets. Millions of people are speaking up against the oppressive Maduro regime. It is time for Maduro to exit. We know that President Guaido is gaining so much support.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
President Trump is accusing former FBI Director Andrew McCabe of treason. Trump went on Twitter to respond to accusations made by McCabe during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he alleges Justice Department officials were discussing the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York tells Fox News his eyes were opened after that interview.
I think we learned, if anything, you can't believe what Andy McCabe says. I mean, this is probably the first time in the history of the country that you had top law enforcement officers, in effect, seeing how they could remove the president of the United States.
Another teacher strike could happen later this week, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This time it's Oakland, California public school teachers who are planning to strike on Thursday if a deal is not reached by then. The teachers union wants a 12% retroactive raise over 3 years, the school district offering a 5% hike.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Three Super Bowl championships and two previous Daytona 500 wins could not compare to Sunday night for Joe Gibbs. Watching Denny Hamlin, a driver signed by Gibbs' late son J.D., win the Daytona 500 5 weeks after J.D. Gibbs' death was like anything Joe Gibbs has won as a Hall of Fame coach and NASCAR owner. Coach Gibbs after the race.
It's the most emotional and the biggest win I've ever had in my life in anything. J.D. built our race team, was the guy that ran day-to-day operations for 27 years. He invested his occupational life in our race team. Denny put J.D. over the doorpost on that car. And to have that take place, everything that took place tonight, everybody knows we've been to Daytona 27 times. We had won twice before. And so, you know, you're thinking about things, and I guess everybody could say, well, that just happened. I don't believe that just happened. I honestly believe it was, you know, I think the Lord looked down on us, and I know J.D. and everybody in my family was emotional, called home to Pat, and I called sponsors that were emotional, too.
J.D. Gibbs died following complications from a long battle with a degenerative neurological disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.